Hello.
All right, right ball. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. 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 Yep.
Can you do that card flip over?
Pardon?
Can you do a flip?
Yeah, sure.
Hi.
Like go to this one ball. Yeah.
Is that the big match then?
Sandra? No, she's doing little matches.
Oh.
Sure she's doing the big one. It's at Forest Ground.
Yeah. I just wondered because Trevor was there, they are just one of his dealers.
I don't know.
I was just thinking about the same. Phones.
No, I don't know.
They're in here, sorry. We'll get the phones in a minute.
They're in the bottom cupboard. We've got Warner. Yeah. Warner. Biltmore, yeah. Right. Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My Oxford member.
Oh, yeah. Referee. Oh, wait a minute, yeah. Right. BLE. Yeah, and MARKKLL. Right, referee.
Thanks.
Not at Crufts then.
Oh, is it Crufts?
Mm.
Oh, Lowe's.
You've missed your vacation, Lowe's. There.
And how are you anyway?
All right, thank you. And how are you?
Oh, all right. I'm all right, reasonably.
Oh, you're all right in this part. It's this part, is it? That part. Let's have a look.
I'm still not... My fingers are still not gone down, the good ones.
And it's not quite straight yet, is it?
Oh, well, I'm not expecting it to be a miracle.
Can you do that with it then?
You've still
I
got your mic on.
I know. Having you told me this, you just look at that.
Have you been preaching? Or what, do you have it on?
No, I have it on so that I can hear you talk. No.
Hope not. I put
my glass on to breathe. Yeah. Is it switched on at the moment?
Mm. Yeah. It's gonna be switched on all the time I'm with you.
Oh no.
Tell it. Yeah, read it.
I'm not talking. Come and sit down.
If you don't mind, that is, I mean.
That's friend.
Can I touch you? Will you allow me to touch you? Right, that's all right then, isn't it, eh?
See? Quite all right. We were wagging your tail while
have you escaped the flu and all that?
Well, I've got the sniffles. At the moment, but we've had a lot of people at work.
Yeah, I know, there's so much about it.
Colds, flu, throat infections.
Having read that, can you play it back?
Yes. Well, yes, I can, but obviously I shan't be doing because I've got too many, hopefully, too many. It's much better, it would have been much better if I was living in a home, you see, where we can just have it on all the time. But so no. Actually, I visited somebody the other day, and you just forget. You just forget. No. I mean, it is completely anonymous anyway. I mean, no one will know.
I just wondered if you could play it back and.
Well, I. Yes, I mean, obviously, I need to, so, just to get it right. Or to cut out. I mean, if you said to me something that was confidential or anything like that, then yes, I mean, that's it.
I started to swear at you.
Well, I'd leave that in, of course.
Have a seat then somewhere.
Thank you.
We actually thought Heidi would be back by now. She went to a slumber party.
Oh, and they're slumbering rather a lot, aren't they?
Well, it started at 6:30 last night. And she did have instructions for home for 12:30, but...
On the television last night, there was a programme about the 50s. I didn't see it, but I taped it, and I have seen it this morning.
On the television?
It was called... it was about 10:30, I think, last night, somewhere.
I was reading then.
The trouble with the 50s. And actually, it was a very good programme for reminiscing about the 50s. Michael Aspel was the one in charge of it. But, you know, a lot of the old people and the old Muffin the Mule and the Flower Pot Men and the Skiffle groups and everything. It was quite good. You know, really nice.
And this is anything really special. I don't tend to watch it late. I prefer to read.
I put it on video. Had a look at it this morning.
It's a nasty, dreary morning.
It is. It was a nice... Okay, you can come then. Right. Come on then. Let them know that you're my friend. There you are, you see.
I won't undermine your ego, but it's perhaps a chair that she wants off.
Oh, don't do that. Is this your chair?
Well, it's not hers.
No, but you like it, do you?
If Vicky's out at all, she likes to sit in that chair. Have you been since we had these new ones? We were trying to think when it was that you came, but it took her such a long while before she would sit in one of these.
No, I don't know.
A very long fatigue.
Yeah, I don't remember really, to be honest. But Malcolm said something once, which so I wasn't surprised. You know, can't remember exactly what.
But we had two chairs, one there and one there, and that one was the one she always used to sit in.
Yeah.
If Vicky was out or at the side of Vicky when. When we had these, she was ages before she'd go and sit in a chair.
Really?
She'd sit on Vicky's knee, but she wouldn't sit in the chair. Looks like this lumber I come home. Hello, you're here. Hey, Milo. In time for dinner, what time?
Well, I bought my slippers and with all the hilarity.
Your shoes are clean.
Got to bed at 3, did you say?
No, we were in bed since. We got into our PJs at 8 o'clock and we watched a video.
Yes, and what was the video?
I'm coming back to that. And then the pizza man came and we had all our pizzas. And
What were the boys like?
Was it
worth going then, with the boys not being there?
Yeah, don't need boys half
the time.
There's a
nail bar
in here.
At the moment.
Three out of the six all fancied the same person.
Andrew.
No, Stuart.
What was the video?
We watched Arachnophobia this morning. The spiders. It wasn't that scary, apart from two places. And then it was...
What age limit?
That's a PG.
What's the other one that you
want? Gosh, won't tell me the other one.
It was an English Chippendale. It was Angus! The British. Don't worry, they didn't get anything off. They're a bit disappointed.
What were they called?
Green Boys.
Third of those, yeah. They're supposed to be very, very good.
They're brilliant. Yes.
Now, where have I heard
dancers.
About those?
The dance routine.
That's and it, they're a dance. And they smile.
Yeah,
the Chippendales.
Did you watch that slide last night?
Yeah,
they're
still gorgeous.
There was a group on somewhere
doing a rating on the Chippendales and then two or three
English groups. There's one from Nottingham.
And it said that so many of them didn't smile, but this
and they had dance
whatever
routine,
was a dance routine,
and, it was really
and they
good.
Smiled and looked as though they were enjoying.
I love how they strip. They undo the top half, but then they have Velcro down the seams, so they pull the rest off, and then they slip the T-shirt. Then they get down boxer shorts, and then they come off, and they've got the.
What's under the boxer shorts?
Not a lot.
Well, you should have been. You missed a lot last night. You should have been watching That's Life. I think it was That's Life. Where they
well, Morse was on at the same time.
Oh, that's right. That's why they've done it, doesn't it? There we are, dear.
Oh, yes, to compete with them. Yeah.
And you're a Morse fan, are you?
Yeah.
Well, 2 hours.
Oh, the black man.
They've toned it off the Sunday because it was competing with something on the Sunday. What's the other side of Sunday?
Oh, Raro?
No, Buds of May, the Darling Buds of May.
Oh.
I thought people would prefer.
Are these doing already?
Yes.
No, you needn't bother.
I look as if I don't need clean dishes.
You see, when she went, her father said to her that if she watched any
18
video, you should be grounded.
Don't tell him about that, I'll get killed.
What was that, an 18?
Well, it's not exactly going to be a you, is it?
Well, I wouldn't have thought it would have been.
But I wouldn't have thought,
I did
that.
It was. Yeah. Chippendales is an 18.
No, it really means with a lot of
SEX and...
So you're all right.
And VIO and...
VIA.
Violent.
You should see Tango and Cash, that's not violent. It's cute, Kurt. I've got to get Mexican out. I've got to get back glasses out for you to see Kurt Russell.
I don't want to see that.
I broke my neck. I was biting it last night.
Why? Did you forget your ribbon?
No, I was biting this one.
So it's that one that needs filing?
They both need filing. And they had these different routines. They had one when they were swimming, and this one was in the shower. I didn't like to see what you were doing. And
well,
they had the lifeguard. Then there's one.
Jenny came for you.
I know.
And I said, she said that you'd phone and you wouldn't be able to come.
Sam phoned to say that we couldn't go to her house. And I was just about to ask Sam if Jenny knew. And she put the phone down and she hadn't told Jenny.
Mm. Right, so everybody in the...
they're in these white sailor's uniforms. They're stripping the gloves off, which was really uninteresting, but... They all look really, smart, and they were saluting. Gorgeous. One was called Clyde. It's like, polar.
I think if you concentrated on that a bit more, instead of just doing it anywhere in the air, you might get on a bit quicker.
Right. On the other hand?
And then, what other one? There's like, bad boys, they're in jail, and the jail attendant man was like, stripping their ass. What have you done?
Oh, I'm just putting them in clean dishes because I think these dishes
go to
bed. So you've got your hot dishes.
There.
Yes, there, please.
Yep.
What are you having,
Heidi? I filed my nail. I'll have a drink, though. Mum, can I have a sherry, please? I've been completely teetotal this weekend. Thank you. Charlotte was drinking sherry.
You were driving with?
Yeah. Which is the sweet, pale cream?
A father's daughter.
Not medium dry. Medium dry, pale dry. We've got Baileys. Any Baileys in there?
You're not having
Baileys. I've had a Christmas without Baileys.
That's because I didn't buy any.
Exactly. I'll get you for that. We had pizza. We had, me and Sarah shared a Mexican.
Well, I wasn't around at Christmas, was I?
And it was hot. And they put the chilies in my garlic bread. The peppers, rather. But I ate all my peppers. Faye and Charlotte couldn't eat them.
Are you coming, Vicky?
Rocking, rolling. I'm a bit hyper, haven't I? Need to listen to the charts.
You're a bit what?
I was the odd one out, you see. They said that everybody else had curly hair. I thought, wait till Tuesday. I'm a different doing it.
Appointment's made.
Okay.
Would you like to say grace for it?
For fun, food and fellowship, we give you thanks, O Lord. Amen.
How come Tidy's having a sherry and nobody else?
Well, I think she asked you.
I asked you.
Oh, well, we've got sherry in the grape.
No.
What is this?
It's booked for Monday at 4:00 if you want it.
I want it. What time are you?
If you don't want it, I will have to cancel it tomorrow.
I'll
come after school.
Joan, while I remember. In my car, I've got something that I want your professional advice about.
Sorry, what's that?
It's a cushion, actually, which is coming adrift, and I don't know whether it's...
As long as it's not to make a rabbit costume.
Oh, no.
Are you
going to
make that, Chris?
No,
I'm not.
Are you going to make it?
No.
Have I dreamt this? Or has Natasha moved from where she was originally?
She's moved.
Ah. I couldn't...
Well, as usual, we couldn't remember the last time you came. I was trying to think the last time.
I can't remember either.
She moved at the end of...
Just put dates
November.
Where for what.
Over to Langley Mill.
Oh, no, she definitely hadn't moved then. But when I was last here, I mean.
Well, it was December, wasn't it?
It was the last Saturday.
I should think
29th of November.
I thought it was the beginning of December.
It was from the 1st of December for the address, although they were actually never copied. My birthday in 3 days' time. It's going to be dead boring.
Was that 15?
Dead boring.
I think I opened my presents when Faye's here for the Chinese.
What presents?
You have yours all the year round, so I have that for my birthday.
Is Faye coming now?
I've been really good this year. I haven't had anything really, except my Christmas present I had early from Mummy and Daddy and from Nana.
Had a jumper.
And then Charlotte liked this.
And Sasha likes that as well.
I like it.
You did a sell of it?
Just had a bath.
You always have a bath when you
need your face. So did you tell Charlotte where she could purchase
one?
Yeah,
she said she liked some of the stuff in there. It's like those big pale necks ones. You know.
Oh, the nice little berry.
Yeah. And she got a black and white one.
From there?
I don't think it's from there, but it was similar to what she was like. Jenny and Sam had a ribbed one with a big neck, which was fawny coloured. And And Jenny had like an Aaron.
Oh, that's a good job you got that one.
Bay.
Bay Trading. Corby's a good place to go, you see, Hardy. Good job you had yours on then. Wasn't it?
See, at the moment, Fred, it's not what the clothes look like. It's
the name.
Where they come from.
We had a good chat last night.
You've got to have the right...
Yeah, it's like these trainers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Back to front.
Paying for the name.
Now,
how long have you been on the name game? Yeah. Where it's had to be the right name.
Oh, at least a year.
But some start at...
I want Benetton.
Benetton. Some start at, yeah, 3, 5, you know, I've spoken to them. So I bought this coat and she wouldn't wear it.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh, so they'll only have trainers if they're this make. And,
no,
I mean, all right, I can appreciate when you get into your teens and whatever, but at that age...
Tasha goes round the charity.
Well, Tasha's married.
Before she was married and when she was at school, she was quite happy. You going to find something?
Well, let it be, she's happy. I'm happy how I am. Pull that one up, please.
That's a minor detail, isn't it?
Well, finish doing your nails at the table then.
No, tell her not to do her nails at the table.
I said finish doing them.
At the table?
No.
You said finish doing your nails at the table.
Finish at the table doing your nails.
Oh, right.
I will rephrase that. You knew John what I meant.
It's poor Caroline, who used a bagger.
How many were there?
Five, and then Charlotte, whose house it was we were invading.
Oh.
It's cozy.
Must move this to here. I'll put that on a mat because it's cold.
Well, how much stuff we got?
That one.
We just got that and the black.
Just got
that and the last. Thank goodness.
And French.
So it's the fourth year now, is it?
Hard work. Don't do anything. No, yeah, actually. Still got all my homework to do. Well, my German. My cooking. Nothing else. The only good thing I like about the fourth year, you do the subjects you want to do. But apart from that.
So what have you dropped?
French. French, history, army.
Those are what you dropped, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Physics. And then all the creative art except cooking. So. I like what I'm taking. I think it's quite a good choice.
What was that you said you liked?
My favourite thing I like. My favourite subject was chemistry. I think that is really hard.
That's what my son teaches you.
My teacher thinks I should get an A-B in it. I hope so, because if I don't go in the police force, it wouldn't mind being a principal scientist.
Would you like to do that on Hardy?
Okay then. Please. In
watched In Bed with Madonna before. But we didn't watch it, we just saw a couple of bits.
Who did this first?
I should have read first.
Right. How can you open your booth?
Well, because I bought that one.
Wait, I'm going to dribble this.
Thank you.
Is this the same as the other one we had?
Similar. It has got butter in it and it's all going to fall to pieces.
But once you've got the first, give me the first one which didn't come out and then it's easy.
You're quite right there, thank you very much. It's also got some vegetables
in it. I'll leave yours so you don't knock it over. Where's the body?
Bread is just a calming. How much do you want? Are you hungry? What did you eat last night? Pizza?
We had
hungry?
A big pizza. But then we've just eaten Mars bars. We haven't eaten anything else.
We've just eaten.
We had pizza and garlic
good
bread.
Old junk food.
Then we had some crisps and some Mars bars.
And that stuff. So how many of the ones are there all together?
Lucy, do you mind? Can you get down? If you
and
can this
did the parents go out?
Yeah, they came back in about 10 because the pizza. We had eaten our pizza.
You'd eaten your pizza by then?
Yes, the pizza came at 9.
Who did they have? The Pizza Hut from Gordon Road?
No, Pizzarama, Compton Acres.
You didn't know what was on there, Compton
Acres. We were going to get some other videos out, but they weren't.
Is there a Pizza Hut in West Bridgeford then?
Yeah, on the Avenue. Well,
one way you can go in or just for takeaway?
Both. And the there's one a bit further
pizza
along.
Pantry,
which is Pizza Pantry.
Pizza Pantry, it's takeaway. You go in and order it and take away. Help yourself to salad and
thank you.
Bread.
No, loose down.
And then Pizza Hut. They deliver, don't they? Come round on the little
Pizzarama. They've got cars. It's quite nice.
There's a pizza place on the Compton Acres side of the same.
Pizzarama.
It's called Pizzarama.
Made a mess on your. These need wiping because I've got butter on my fingers.
Not
to
worry. Yes,
because some of
the butter is soft and
some is hard.
Mm-hmm. Did you have breakfast this morning? They've just had Mars bars and biscuits and. Bits and pieces. Haven't you? Good
cheers,
old,
Fred.
Good old teenager.
Cheers, Heidi.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Reaching over. Cheers.
So, where did you originate from? What part of the country?
Nottingham.
Did you really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Born in Nottingham.
Mm. Were you born up here, Mum?
Mm-hmm.
And then moved down there.
Mm-hmm.
And where were you living before you came here?
Northampton.
They gave mother.
Well, that's why I thought.
Moulton.
Northampton.
small village, was a small village when we went. You could quite easily walk in the middle of the road with prams and things, and you were safe.
Yeah.
There were a lot of places like that.
So you were brought up in Nottingham, were you?
Not really. Born in Nottingham.
Born in Nottingham.
But not really brought up.
We moved to Moulton. Vicky was 6 months old.
So it's ironic that we come back.
So were you
back
born
here?
Moved to Moulton, moved back here and then moved to Moulton? Or you were here and then you moved to Moulton when she was here?
No, I was in Nottingham. I moved to Cambridge.
I know you moved to Cambridge. I mean, did you... Was
that's where Terence
was
Moulton
born. Was the first time you went to Moulton when she was born?
Yeah.
And stayed there?
And then you got hit.
Yeah. Went to Wellingborough,
okay.
Went to Yorkshire,
Stormy.
That's right, then went back to Moulton,
then came here.
And then came here.
And where did Malcolm originate?
Born in Bristol.
Bred in Birmingham.
Spent a lot of time in Birmingham. Heidi was born in
Northampton.
Tasha was born in
Yorkshire. Where would you say I was bred? Here.
Mm-hmm.
We spent your first 4 years in Moulton.
Your formative years.
Mm.
And then they all went down the drain when you came to Nottingham.
Do you need here?
And Tasha would like to move back to Yorkshire.
Get your feet off me, dude.
One reason, really, because...
What's up in there?
She likes it up there.
She hasn't spent so much time up there since she's been three.
Mm-hmm. I like Georgia.
I hear Kate's engaged. To a Welshman.
Kate.
Straw.
Do I know Kate?
Yes, you probably do.
Is this somebody from church?
Yeah. You know Elizabeth and Graham Straw? I think her mum's Elizabeth, isn't it? Had that, all that trouble with her knee. And now walks with her. Mind you, she goes to 10:30 more than... And
I'm sure I'll know by sight.
She's what, the same age as Lindsay? Would she probably be the same age as Lindsay?
Doing training for a physiotherapist.
That's right.
Is it a good meal, Mum?
Where do they live?
Well, they used to live.
I've got anything for you.
St Austell's or in that area. Then they moved down to the house opposite the green in front of the church, which I think the Bates now live in, next to the Janet and Peter Robinson's, that house. And then they moved up to a bungalow.
Well, I know. She's hurt her knee, hasn't she? Playing badminton.
That's
now start again and tell me, Kate.
their daughter got engaged, I think, Christmas time to a Welshman.
Yes, I'm now completely with you.
Good. Mm-hmm. Would you like to help yourself, love?
Television yesterday, Fred. That's what she was talking about.
What you did?
She gave Cash and John her old one. Not me.
Oh, you don't need it.
But now I've got £180 to pay for the
money. Well, they don't know whether it will be any good to them.
They've got two.
I think John wanted it to sort of have a fiddle.
It's going to cost me £180 to have it repaired. So I thought I might as well pay the extra and have a new television set.
Yeah, well, I think so. If you had, how long have you had it?
8 years
at least.
Oh, yeah.
See, something else is going to go, isn't it? And
I think you made a good choice of boxes. It's more than
it isn't really.
I've got the extra around the side, yes. Just because you haven't got the extra around the side, but it just looks fun.
You have the controls
underneath,
which aren't really so easy to see.
Oh, you didn't have any controls on yours anyway.
Down the side, didn't you?
I had them down the side.
Did you?
But they're hidden in the box.
Have you got Zapper?
Oh, I had with the other. I wouldn't go back to
having
to get.
But we did persuade her to have Teletext.
Good, I'm very pleased.
But she's got, you haven't got Teletext, so what have you got? Fast Text.
Yeah, that's even better, isn't it?
Might be when I get used to it.
Just press the
colour and how you press down.
So she'll be looking at 352 and then contact you and say, look.
Is that the holiday?
I'm going off tomorrow to Madeira.
Do you want some more bread, Hardy? Because there's some more. Is there more bread for you, Fred? Because there is some more.
Just that bit will do me.
I was going to say, there's some more.
Yeah, there's more, Hardy. Okay. Did Muriel persuade you?
I was doing persuading her. She said she thought it would be a good idea because it was on all the new sets, and while I was buying a new set of myself.
Buy the latest new set.
I think it's silly not to have it when you're going in for a new set.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
You really didn't want it, did you?
No, I just wondered what use it would be to me.
It's as good as watching a video, watching your holiday programmes and everything.
There's all sorts. Weather forecast, news, items.
I didn't get it quite right last night because I thought I'd hear the news. And I got the news on.
What, on Teletext?
Yes. But there's somebody talking out of the film.
Yes.
Well, you've got to put your mute on.
But.
No. Anytime. I mean, if you just want the teletext, all you do is press your mute, and then you'll just have your teletext without the sound. But you can also mix it, can't you?
Yes, I know that bit, but I didn't know you had to do something to stop the
program
coming through.
Yes, well, it's only just like you do if you've not got teletext and you just want to see the picture.
Oh, well, we'll have a go today on that.
I just press the button and see what happens.
Well, you've left something on, haven't you? And went in and there's Heidi. Oh, well, I've just got all the script coming up on the screen and I've just got so and so for you. And I've...
I didn't even make a book either. But I've fiddled with them tashes.
I just fiddled with the controls.
The thing that you have to remember, which you tend not to at the beginning, is that CFAX is BBC, for instance, sound one and two. Now, if you change channel, if you're on teletext and you want to go onto Oracle, which is on three, you've got to go back to TV. To get to three and then back onto teletext. Oh. You can't go direct. And that's something that you tend to forget initially. I sometimes still do.
I was reading my instructions there and it said before you start pressing knobs,
please read instructions.
Read it because you can do a lot of damage pressing the wrong things.
Mm. And did it also say in big capital letters, please do not let your granddaughters fiddle around?
No. But on my other remote control, if I wanted to alter the sound or the colour, that was on the remote control. It was just a bit